What is going on, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, cats and dogs? You are listening to another episode of the Ryan Retro Show. It's your boy, Ryan. I am back. Still quarantined. Or not quarantined. We're still in lockdown. I gotta stop saying quarantine. Everything's fine. We're all safe. We're all healthy. Hope you guys are too. And, yeah, we're doing another podcast because that's what I do when I don't have anything to do, right? Big thanks to my guest from last week, Mr. Tom Christian, one of my best friends of the whole world, oldest friends of the whole world. If you haven't already, check out his channel, Nintomdo, the dude that does live streams like every day. Also, Coffee with Thomas. He's doing a lot of fun stuff, some Q&A stuff, so I hope you guys can really join in. And today, we're doing a little something different. I have my wife, on the show, and we're gonna play a game, and basically we're gonna see if we know each other, and if we don't, by the end of the show, we're gonna get a divorce. So, real fun stuff today. Just kidding, no divorce, but we're gonna do the Know Your Spouse game, or Know Your Significant Other game, and I think we should make it pretty interesting. First of all, you want to say hi, because all I've been doing is talking. This is my wife, Jillian.
That's all he does is talk. Hi, I'm Jillian.
Wow, that's intriguing radio. I'm forcing her into doing this. I turned off Ghost Adventures so she could, so she's pretty pissed off at me now, because, you know, we don't have any time at all to watch Ghost Adventures now. How many times have you watched this show?
A lot of times.
Yeah.
You know?
You know,
the spirits are gonna get you, so whatever.
I don't like Ghost Adventures because it gets fake.
Well,
wrestling's real. Anyways, we'll make it pretty interesting, and we're gonna do like up to 10 questions. We'll do a tiebreaker if there's a tie, but probably not because I'll destroy you.
Yeah, right.
And the loser is gonna make dinner tomorrow. So, I don't know. I just made steaks just now, and they're fantastic. So, we'll do 10 questions. And if you guys at home want to play along with your spouse, significant other, definitely do it. And let's see. I got my notebook. And I think I have... There's a pen. Okay. I'm going to read off the questions. And everybody at home listening, play along. You ready? You got your... Oh, we have another special guest. We have our cat Rogue. And she, also known as Rogie Progie, also known as the cutest cat on the block. She's trying to drink my Diet Coke right now. Stop it. You're ruining the podcast. I don't need cat butt in my face right now. Move! Go! No, go! Okay,
just ask the question.
Oh, Jesus.
Do her thing.
Okay, you have your pen and paper handy?
Yes.
You're not part of this. Next week's cats. We'll review cats next week, okay? Maybe we'll watch that tonight. That shit show of a movie. Okay. First question. What's my name? I'm just kidding. Okay. So I have to answer for you.
Okay, so I don't answer for you.
No, you have to answer for me.
Okay.
So what is my biggest pet peeve, and what's your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, what's my biggest pet peeve of you?
No,
and your biggest pet peeve of me.
What's your biggest pet... Oh, Jesus Christ. What's your biggest pet peeve, period?
Oh, I thought that would have been a little bit more interesting, but okay.
No. There shouldn't have no pet peeves in me. So what's, like, the biggest thing that, like, bothers you out of everything? Out of the world.
I'll keep it friendly.
We're writing our answers now, so this is very... You only have like a few seconds. Like, where this is... You have 10 seconds. That's it. Okay. 3, 2, 1. You done?
Yes.
Okay. So, do you want to go first? What my pet peeve is? Go.
Annoying people. A lot of people in, like, an area. You just don't like stupid people.
I hate stupid people. I hate stupid people when I work in customer service.
They're all around you.
Yeah, you're right. That is my biggest pet peeve. Like, that in crowds. But, like, yeah. I fucking hate people.
I went a little bit friendlier version. Okay. So I was going family friendly.
And then for yours, it's when people flake out on plans.
Oh, okay. Well, that too.
What's
that,
your biggest pet peeve?
I went a little bit family friendly.
What's your biggest pet peeve then?
People that come into the bathroom and they refuse. There's a million stalls to choose from, but they choose the one right next to you. That is one of my biggest pet peeves, family friendly version. I just hate when people are like, yeah, I'm going to come in right next to you.
So people
and there's 20 to the left and right. Yeah, I hate it.
That's stupid.
I can't stand it.
I should have lied and said that or something different.
It should just be an unwritten rule. One in between.
Hey, cat, get down. Cat, no. I'm going to murder a kitten today. Swear to God. Okay, so question number two. What is my favorite food? What's your favorite food? What's your spouse's favorite food?
So I'm writing what yours is, not what mine is. Okay.
Yes, oh my God.
Well, the first one was different.
Okay, you ready? Okay, I'll go first. Your favorite is anything Mexican food.
Yes.
Okay, good. I got a point. What is mine?
Burgers.
Yep.
All the burgers.
I love burgers. I'll eat burgers. You get so mad at me because all I want to do is make burgers, but at least I'm cooking, so.
True.
Okay. Okay, this is going to be a tough one. I think it's going to be tough for both of us. Question number three, what is your spouse's favorite TV show?
I'm writing yours.
What? Yes! Oh my God.
Okay, I'm sorry. I need more than 10 seconds. TV show.
Yeah, TV show. It can be anything. It's on
well, there's TV show by yourself and TV show with me.
No, TV show
by yourself.
My favorite TV show, like what yours is.
Okay, well, I know what it is. That was stupid.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Wrestling.
WWE, love wrestling. Mm-hmm. I think your favorite TV show... It's not Ghost Adventures, but it's that Zoe's Playlist thing.
That's my current one.
So that means I get a point.
I'll give you a point. That's okay. For my current.
All right. Good. All right. Those are hard because you always, you know, we can have different.
We definitely have shows we like together and different shows we like.
Yeah, but they're not like my favorite thing. Like if I'm at home by myself, plus you get pissed if I, you know, watch ahead of you. So.
Yeah,
and I don't like when you do that, just like you did with Good Girls. And I don't know what the hell's going on now.
We're in season 3. You are in season 1.
Okay. What's something that always cheers me up when I'm sad? So something that cheers you up when you're sad. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, well...
Three, two, one. You done?
Yeah, you go first.
Oh, I know. Thing that I think that cheers you up when you're sad is like your friends or family seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's mine?
I put day trips and candy.
Nope.
What? Ice cream. Day trips always make you happy.
They make me happy, but like there's sometimes I don't want to leave the house.
What's that candy though?
Doesn't matter. Ice cream.
Worthless.
What do I want whenever I'm having a bad day and you're out? And I say, well, can you give me ice cream?
I know, but a lot of times you're like, I just want to get out.
Yeah, I do. You're shaking the
Oh, sorry. Microphone. My bad.
And guys, sorry, the audio is going to be a little weird. I'm not recording this with like a professional microphone or anything right now, so.
Just a professional co-host.
Yeah. She's not a professional. Oh, she's a dick. Question number 5. Okay, flip. What food does your spouse hate?
What food do you hate?
I know what you hate.
Oh, I know what you hate.
Hey, go.
Chinese food, seafood.
Those are two different foods.
Well, those are both in the category of I love them, you hate them.
That doesn't count.
Seafood.
I hate seafood, but you can't say seafood and Chinese food.
Okay, well, seafood. Did I get it right?
You got that part right.
Okay.
That's cheap.
That's not
You cheap. Hate raw veggies.
No, I love raw veggies. I don't like cooked ones.
Well, then you don't like veggies.
No.
So that...
That's... No.
This is bullshit. You're just changing stuff up.
No, I don't like cooked vegetables.
You said you don't like raw vegetables.
No, I like raw
vegetables.
So
you're gonna eat the carrots? Like my baby carrots?
I don't like carrots.
Jesus Christ. Okay. This is stupid.
Yeah. How do you feel? Ice cream.
I love ice cream.
Well, evidently it makes you feel good.
Some of these questions are like really stupid, so I were just reading these off of an online thing. Okay, if your spouse can travel anywhere, where would they go?
Oh, I know this one.
This is an actual location.
Well, where else would it be?
I don't know. Because I say some weird shit that I'm... Alright, you would go to Key West.
Yes.
Okay, point for me. Where do I want to go?
London.
God damn it, how did you know?
You say it all the time.
I really want to go to London. I don't know why. I love British people a lot. Like, I don't know. Because I love professional wrestling and I love all the UK federations, leagues, whatever. I don't like soccer, but I bet you if I went to London, though, I'd probably get into, like, soccer and rugby and stuff like that. Because I can watch rugby I don't know what's going on, but it's, like, really interesting to me. So, yeah, I would love to go. I know it's rainy, but I don't know. I just really want to go, so.
Just get an umbrella.
Yeah, that's all I need to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, like I said, some of these questions are really stupid, so we're going to be question number 7. What is my favorite song or artist? What's my favorite? Okay, we'll do this. What's your favorite, your spouse's favorite group or artist? Like a musician.
Oh, woof.
Three, two, one, go.
I don't know how to spell it, but I'll just say it. You go first.
You like the Pentatonics.
I do like the Pentatonics.
Is that your favorite?
Because
you listen to horrible music. You listen to Kesha.
What? No.
And Lizzo.
You need to watch
Lizzo's a no talent ass clown.
Wow, this just took a dark turn.
Yeah, I don't care. It's my show. I'll do what I want.
Well,
go ahead.
Be nice to your wife. Childish Gambino.
It's my favorite rapper.
Well, that's a person, so.
It's not my favorite artist. My favorite of all time. Who's my favorite all time
performer? That is your current performer. Favorite.
He's my favorite rapper.
Michael Jackson.
No, not even Michael Jackson. Justin Timberlake's my favorite. So, point for me.
That.
No point for you.
Wow.
I love Michael Jackson, but
Pentatonix is not my favorite.
Well, you said it was.
Maybe so I just need to not be nice.
Well, you need to stop changing your questions.
Stop, you just said stop changing he's my answers. Favorite rapper. That's an artist.
He's my favorite rapper. He's not my favorite like artist. If I'm going to choose between listening to Childish Gambino or Justin Timberlake, so I'm going to listen to Justin Timberlake. He's my favorite.
Okay.
So I want to watch Trolls.
Okay.
Okay. Question number 8. You're just getting mad because I know you better.
Yeah,
This is a good one.
Yeah?
You'll probably get this one.
Okay.
If your spouse can bring back one famous person back to life, like celebrity, who would it be? She's being quiet, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I was thinking She's about really... what I want, who I would want.
It's not about you. It's about me.
Wait, what?
You need to think about my person.
I know, but I need to think about what I want so I know if your answer is right or wrong.
So you can change the answer.
No, I haven't really asked myself that question.
This is what I deal with, ladies.
You are rude.
All right. What celebrity would I bring back to life?
Michael Jackson.
No! What? I did cry when Michael Jackson died, though. I was sad.
Oh, wait. Oh, Stan Lee.
Stan Lee.
Sorry.
But you're wrong.
Well, come
on. You were, no, you said Michael Jackson was. You wrote it. What's on your paper?
Well, but what? You keep saying you like him.
I like Michael Jackson.
Oh, you're ruthless.
I like a lot of people.
Okay, go ahead.
Aretha Franklin.
No.
No? Oh, okay. Well, no points for anybody. We're tied up at 5 apiece.
Marilyn Monroe.
You said you're tired of Marilyn Monroe.
No, I said I'm tired of her not tired. I'm not a collector. I don't need...
Well, you got Marilyn Monroe stuff for your birthday. Stuff. You got some cool Marilyn Monroe stuff for your birthday.
Yes,
though.
I know. I love her from afar. I would like
that
to know...
That sounds creepy as hell.
I'm not trying to be creepy.
You're
I would like
creeping
to...
on her from afar.
Why would you... So why would you bring him back? Obviously,
I
know
love
why.
Stan Lee.
Okay.
And
well,
I haven't had a chance to meet him.
I think it'd be interesting to know more about her death. I know that sounds real weird, but...
How did you die?
It's a big thing in history. Wow.
Okay. If your spouse could be an animal, what would they be? What would you be? You would be a snake.
So... Wow.
That's not my answer.
Okay. I broke her.
Shit. No, I'm changing my answer now. Because I don't think that's right.
I have to look up the kind, but I can describe
just,
it. The world.
Okay. Go. What would I be?
You're kind of like, and I don't know what... I don't know.
What would I want to be? What's my favorite animal, basically?
I thought it was, what do we think you would be?
No.
If you were an animal. Because that changes things.
No.
Well, can we answer both ways?
Sure. I don't care.
Okay. So I think what animal you should be is either like, you know, like one of those British bulldogs or an English bulldog.
Fat ass bulldog? With all the rolls?
No. It's like a sweet and sour animal. Like, it's so cute and pouty, and then all of a sudden it'll be like, but I'll eat your face off if I
it's
need to.
It's a bulldog.
Yeah. So that's what I think you should be. Okay. What do I think you want to be? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think you probably want to be a lion. Or something of that nature.
I would want to be a tiger.
Okay, well, okay.
It's not the same. You can't say the same.
I'm not saying they're the same. I said something of that nature.
Because a tiger, it's stripes. It's basically like cool tattoos. So that would be...
What do you want, like a tribal tattoo?
No, but I want to be tatted up if I was an animal. And a tiger, that's his tats. He's like at sleeves.
I think I get a point because I, you know.
No, you don't.
Extra credit.
You get no point.
I said of that nature.
If you would, if you would want to be, I think you just want to be a cat. Like a house cat. Yeah?
What do you mean, yeah? No. You think I want to be a house cat? Or I should be a house cat?
Or a corgi. Because you love their butts.
So you think I want to be an animal because I want people to love my ass?
No, I don't know. What do you want? Well, obviously, I'm wrong. We're still tied up at 5.
I want to be anything that flies but cannot be, like, isn't going to be killed easily.
Anything can be killed.
Were you about to say anything can be fly?
Anything can, no, not anything can fly.
I would rather be the flying predator.
A fucking hawk?
Sure.
You're just making... Oh, okay, fine. Okay.
No, I want to be able to travel places.
Okay. I think... Okay, well then...
So, you're wrong. How do you feel?
I think you would be...
Want me to be a house cat?
I think you know. I think because you got little short legs, and when you run, you would be... You'd be a cute little penguin.
You want me to be a penguin? You think I should be a penguin?
Because you got short little legs.
Wow.
She's 4'11".
I am not.
She's very short.
I am 5'3" on a good day.
I don't know what a bad day is. All right, we're still tied at 5. We're at question 10, so
okay.
This should...
Bring it on.
Hold on, I don't know the questions now. Hold on, I have to switch up the questions here.
Okay.
This is pissing me off a lot. Okay. Okay, hold on. Let's see, I'm trying to find like a good one for this last question.
I like these.
What is your partner's favorite smell? Like scent, aroma, if you will.
Oh, aroma.
I know you're gonna get mine wrong, so I'm gonna win now. And I'm gonna get yours right, because yours is blatant. Okay, I'll go first. Pumpkin anything. Pumpkin spice.
No, that is not my favorite scent.
Is that or is it peppermint?
It's in between peppermint or cotton candy.
God damn it. So why do you have all the pumpkin spice stuff?
When it's fall.
Oh my god. You're basic.
I know I'm basic.
You're basic.
Okay, so, and I always write two because...
Because you try to go back on your answer.
No, because you do like a couple scents, so...
It doesn't need to be a scent. It's not like I'm going into Bed Bath & Beyond the Body Works. I'm talking about
that
a scent.
That eliminated both
favorite,
of my
favorite,
scent.
Okay, well, maybe it is.
I think you like the smell of cooking burgers from Burger King.
I do love burgers, but it's
you
not
love
my,
the flame broiled
weird when we drive
burger.
By Burger King, I do like it, but it's not yes. my favorite. What's my favorite scent?
My other things were the bourbon smell from Bath & Body Works and Dad's Snow Flurries hand soap.
Okay. Those I do like, but it's not my favorite. My favorite scent ever... is summer rain. Like when it rains in the summer, like the
really summer rain is when it rains.
I don't know if you thought it was like one of those stupid scents.
I thought summer rain was when it rains in the fall.
Summer rain sounds like a porn star, actually.
Okay.
I'm actually gonna see.
You're gonna see if she's a porn star?
Mm-hmm. On your phone. Well, we're tied up at after 10 questions.
Yeah.
Because you cheat. So.
I didn't cheat.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Because I'm not cooking tomorrow either way. Let's see. I'm trying to find a good one. Some of these questions, like I said, some of these questions are really dumb. Like, what would your spouse prefer for their first child's name? Like, we don't want kids.
Well, nope.
Fuck. Fuck yo kids. Fuck yo kids.
Oh, calm it.
Crap. I'm getting there. Hold on. Come on. Okay, I'm gonna try something else here. You know what? I'm done with you. Absolutely done with you. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
We are.
While I'm looking up this question, you guys can hit me up on Twitter at @TheRyanRetro.
Hit him up.
Hit me up. Slide into my DMs.
Don't do that.
I don't even know what
unless
that means.
It's professional.
That's what the kids say. Slide into my DMs.
You need to look up what that means.
Does that mean show me your butt?
Let's not and say we did.
God, these are fucking terrible questions. Like, what's your favorite politician? Like, I swear this is a question. Like, okay. What did your
You're already writing the answer before you ask the question.
I'm thinking of you. I don't know. What did your spouse want to be as a child when they grew up? All right, dude.
Let me think on this.
No, you get a little bit of time.
Like a child, like a little kid.
When I was a kid, I'm like, I want to be a fucking ballerina or whatever.
Did you? Was that your truest desire?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm
going to go with one of the basics, but I know you're going to get mine wrong.
Go ahead. What did I want to be when I grew up?
A firefighter.
Are you fucking serious?
You like to take out the hose.
It's family friendly. It's a family friendly show. After I said fuck your kids. Nope.
What did you want to be when you were a child?
I wanted to be a WWF champion. I want to be a wrestler.
When you were a baby,
when I was
like
a baby, I could put words
together.
Not a baby,
like a young kid.
Yeah, man, I watched wrestling from when I was a kid.
What? How old were you?
I was like 2 years old, I remember.
You were 2 years old?
Me and my dad watched WWF Superstars
on
Sunday.
Well, that was going to be my first thing, but I thought you were like kindergarten, like, hey, dad, I want to be a firefighter.
Who the fuck? Okay. Nothing against firefighters, I love you, but I'm too big of a pussy to be a firefighter. I'm not going into a flaming building.
Okay.
I knew that when I was a kid.
Well,
nope.
I was going to guess wrestler, but it's...
Well, you should have, because you would have won.
Well, you're going to get mine wrong.
You wanted to be a singer in a girl group, like Destiny's Child.
Nope, not at all.
God damn it. What did you want?
A veterinarian.
No, you're just making
it up. I am not making it up.
All right, well, we got the tiebreaker. Another tiebreaker. This is stupid. This is really getting me mad now.
What, because you're not winning?
No, because you're... Okay.
I'm not lying. Again, we didn't know each other when we were like itty-bitties. What? Oh, you say
quiet, quiet, quiet.
Oh.
Quiet.
The thinking is happening.
Okay. For your spouse...
Mm-hmm. Okay. You.
If they can have one superpower... What would they wish they had? So if I could have one superpower, what would you wish I could have?
That's real difficult.
I know.
That's like real
difficult. I might get that. This might be this
one
might be where
superpower.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know whether to go off of one of your favorite superheroes or do something that you would just
I love a lot of superheroes.
Want. I know, but I don't think, I think your favorite superhero, I don't think you'd necessarily want his power. I just think you appreciate him.
you just appreciate him.
I think you do. I don't think you want his power.
Okay.
But it's very difficult because you could go either way.
Okay, yours, I think you would love to fly. You'd like to fly.
Well, I kind of gave that away.
Okay. So
in my animal.
That's right. So I'll point for me. Okay. Yeah. Good job. See? I know you like glove.
Well, okay. Well, now I'm kind of... Okay.
No, you can't change your answer.
I am in between. Okay.
Now, what's mine?
Teleportation.
Are you fucking serious? I'm not going to lie. That's actually what I wanted.
Yes!
No, because this game's still going.
I was thinking invisibility, but I said you would be a terrible invisible person.
How?
Because you would give yourself away so bad.
How?
You'd be like, hey, it's me. I'm invisible.
Who the fuck is that? No, I would love teleportation.
Because
I'm always procrastinating, and I hate traffic. That would be the best thing of all time.
Yeah.
If I could do that.
That's what I'm like, that's pretty good.
Okay. Let's see. We're tied at 6. We're at 12 questions already. And what's hanging in the balance is someone else making dinner, which is very important. Because I'm essential worker, and I have to go into work tomorrow, so...
You'd be one of the
Expendables. That would be amazing. I'd love to be in that movie. It's all my favorite people in the world.
That was a good one though, because
I thought that I was gonna win with that one.
That's why I'm like,
I'm so mad that I didn't win. This is okay. We might have to get into the weird ones now, because...
Oh!
How big's my dick? Just kidding.
What? Okay, family friendly? Wow.
I stuck with family friendly just because those questions are typically, like, they make more sense.
No, but what comes out your mouth is not.
It doesn't matter. It's my show. I do what I want.
Oh, okay.
What is your partner's least favorite household task?
Well, okay, household, inside the house.
It could be anything.
It's household.
Alright. This is it, guys. If it's another tie, we're just gonna battle to the death. And then we're gonna call the police and we're gonna have a domestic dispute.
Okay, you go first.
You hate pulling weeds. You fucking hate it. So I've been asking you to do it with me for 3 weeks.
I mean, that's not the first thing, honestly, that came to my mind, because I was actually thinking...
What's the thing you
inside
hate?
The house, because I kept saying
it's household. A household. It's our house.
I know.
We own the lawn, too.
I wasn't thinking outside. I was thinking inside.
So I'm wrong. Okay, fine. What is your least favorite?
Dishes. Or, like, clean the poop. I hate the
what's your
the
what's
poop.
Your favorite? I mean, what? What's your least favorite, for sure?
Clean the poop.
That's your job.
Doesn't mean I have to like it.
We came to an agreement years ago that she doesn't like taking out trash, and I have a weak stomach and I can't do the poop. The cat poop. We have to be specific. When we say do the poop, people on the other end don't understand what we're talking about.
Oh, cat poop.
So the litter box, like shoveling the cat turds and stuff out of there. And I hate it because we have two cats and we love them to death. But they shit so much.
They do.
And I hate it, and I have such a weak stomach, and I gag, and so she does it, because she's tougher to me.
I think we secretly want each other's jobs, though.
I'm not doing the cat poop.
Wow.
You can take out the trash and do the poop, I don't care.
Savage.
Alright, well then, what did you think? What is my least favorite?
Organizing?
You're wrong again.
What is it?
Cat poop, I hate it. I hate doing the
cat poop.
I hate doing. We're still tied. This is horrible.
Well, but think of the symbolism. We know each other so well.
No, that I'm mad.
I know you're mad, little Mr. Competitive, my little bulldog.
Bulldog.
You are my bulldog. This is a good thing to happen.
This is getting me upset. Yeah.
We could go, what is our pet peeves about each other?
Oh, that's a whole other episode.
Oh. Wow. You went there.
Okay, what does your partner typically look forward to on the weekend? Like, what's doing something on the weekend? Like,
okay, what? Physically doing something.
Yeah.
Well, or not, but, you know.
Doing drugs. I do lots of drugs. Just kidding. Okay, you love, and this is not with the Rona happening now, you love being able to go out and see your friends. Do stuff with your friends. Family. Whether you're going down to the corner bar or having the girls over. Mm-hmm. That's something it's okay. Point for me. Point for me.
So, point for me. You want to know what the first thing I thought of in my head I did not write down? When you're like, what's the first thing you look forward to on the weekend? Ryan is just like, the weekend. That it is.
Yeah, not fucking seeing anybody or talking to anybody.
But I said relaxing is your all-time favorite goal for the weekend, is just to relax. You know it's right. You know it's right. Nope. Don't. You're such a liar. You are a liar.
Video games.
I was going to put video games, but your all-time favorite is relaxing.
Dude, there's a lot of things you can encompass in relaxing. I can be relaxing watching TV. I can be relaxing at a movie.
So
in the movie theater.
You want to know what that says to me? That means what? I'm right, because there's a lot of categories that fall within relaxing. So point to Jillian.
We need fucking moderator, because this is horseshit.
You
know I don't even know why I'm giving you a point.
Because I'm right. You're wrong. You just proved my point.
That's like you saying, like, oh, when I said, oh, you want to see your friends? You're like, well, I want to see some of my friends. It's not the same.
No, I did not say that.
Jesus Christ. This is getting me so mad right now. We've been together for over 10 years, and I thought she would not know stuff about me.
Wow.
I have dark secrets.
I think, like, next time we need to get into each other's, like, routines things. Because then I think it may get a little interesting.
Waking up and pooping in the morning? Brushing your teeth? While you're pooping?
No, that does not occur.
It can save time. What is one of your partner's achievements they are most proud of?
This could go two ways. I'm going to write
them both. Yeah, right or wrong.
Wow. No, they're going to be right and right, but it depends on the level.
I don't know. Guys, I'm sorry if I lost you all. If anybody's still listening, this is really a frustrating now. Okay, so I think your achievement that you love is when you did the Miss Pageant thing and you won the Miss Congeniality award. And I broke your trophy when we moved into our house and you were so pissed.
You think that's my biggest achievement?
Wool's a big-ass trophy! And you got so mad when I broke your trophy.
Well, who wouldn't get mad when you break their trophy?
Because it was a cheap, big trophy.
Yeah, no.
Are you kidding me?
No. That definitely not. And I know, like, the people who know me are not going to say Jill's biggest achievement is a beauty pageant. They would laugh in your face.
It is a big trophy, so that's what I was thinking.
I know. Biggest, you know, because I'm more of a... You know, all in all, I'm happy that I have been able to achieve owning a home.
That's lame.
No, that, wow. Owning a home.
This is like a person, we own a home, so you're proud of what we've done?
Well, let's not get particular. But no, no, I'm happy that I have achieved financial stability in order to, you know, own a home, have two cats we love, have a good life, be able to, you know, go on trips and stuff. And I'm like, I'm happy that I was able to... Are you crying? I know it's a tearjerker.
No.
Well, I'm happy that I'm able to
achieve
that.
You have a great husband, the best husband in the world.
You asked what I was able to achieve.
You achieved me.
Wow.
Congratulations.
You're my trophy husband.
That's right. Snorted. All right, what is mine? What is my thing I'm most proud of?
The Rock Hall.
That was cool. It's not...
My second one, I put family, but I know you just shit all over that, so never mind. I want to take it back. I think yours is going to be sentimental.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Not at all. Not at
really?
All.
Really? Because I think that's a big achievement for you.
My biggest thing is...
If you say what I was going to say, then I will hurt you.
It was releasing my album and you know, having it on iTunes and all that stuff. And
so music related.
When people said when I had family members who shit on everything I did. And they said that I would never do anything with music, and I proved them wrong. So, Now I have a podcast.
So it was, but one of those, like, the biggest moments in that music career. I know you were, releasing
when we
it
won,
on
when
that.
We won the award.
It was
the Rock Hall.
Fine. So if you don't let me win, we're gonna keep on going.
You know what?
So
that kind of works. We won my first band I was in. We won an award. We were the best new band in Cleveland and all that stuff. And we got to play an event at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. Actually, just when we were cleaning stuff out because of the Rona, I found a lot of pictures from that. So that was cool.
I know how much that means to you.
So the final score
is Jillian
is horseshit. Jill 8, Ryan 7 because...
Oh, I thought you were about to say something else. Jill 8 what?
Jill eat a dick.
Ryan!
Do what I want.
Wow.
This is a travesty.
No.
This is a miscarriage of justice.
Just think of the symbolism. So well.
Actually, no, because we got a lot of shit wrong. You don't know a lot about me at all.
We kept tying over and over again.
Yeah, because we kept getting stuff wrong.
No, just because you kept losing.
We need to see a counselor or something. I don't know.
Because we know each other so
no,
well?
No, because I want you to make dinner instead. So winner makes dinner.
So Ryan, again.
Winner makes dinner. That's the rules.
No. No, loser makes
so
dinner, not winner makes dinner.
I see what you... tomorrow. I don't know how to make it.
Oh, you know that's a lie.
I don't know how to make anything good except for burgers. You know what I'm making tomorrow? Making burgers.
No.
Burgers on the grill.
I know you're just doing
it's
that on
decided.
Purpose. No.
Either way, I win.
Okay, so. Why don't you sign out there, little puppy?
Yep, so that's it, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this monstrosity of a weird show today. It's fun. I
like this. I would totally do this again.
I don't get to have you on the show that often because...
If people like it, of course.
We don't really talk... At least this is a new thing, but like on my other show, like we talk about other stuff like, you know, pro wrestling, video games and stuff like that. And, you know, movies and all that good stuff. So it's kind of cool having you on. You know, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm glad I could make it.
You're stuck in... You're invading my space. And wrestling's coming on in 3 minutes. So
well,
I guess this is perfect.
I'm going to go watch Zoe's, so...
See? Because I was right.
Because I was right, so...
So, guys, thank you so much for your listens, your downloads, your subscriptions. If you want to check out the podcast, it is The Ryan Retro Show. It's on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, anywhere you can find your favorite podcast. We're on there. We're going to be doing some live streaming on my YouTube show. So look forward to that. Let me know what you guys want me to play. You know, I'm trying to go in and do some retro stuff as far as like some Mario. And but, you know, I want to leave that to my buddy Tom. So again, go on Facebook. Search Nintendo, just spelled like Nintendo, just with the word Tom in the middle, basically. He's got some great ass content, and Coffee with Thomas. But I'm gonna be doing some live stream. Might do some Spider-Man tonight. Might do some old school Batman Arkham Origins. Might be doing that, and probably some WWE. So let me know. And hope you guys enjoy that. Hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Hope everybody stays safe. And wipe your ass and wash your hands. Oh. Wear a mask. And it's always a good day for a good day. Bye.
Bye.